This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big bad show tonight.
Big Show on the Fan, 3 o'clock hour. Appreciate you hanging out. It's a throwback Thursday. We got George Thorogood and the Destroyers, who I'm pretty sure is Tim Allen in another life. We have Steve Sparky Pfeiffer in here. We got Anthony Mandela on the other side of the glass. We got Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back as well. And Toby here, our intern wearing Washington Nationals gear. I had to go over Stevie, and I thought I was very nice, thought I was very considerate. Thought I was very professional and mature. Went over and reached out my hand, said, "Toby, congratulations to your boys." And that's all I could say. That's all.
Tell Toby?
No. But
hey,
I was
Toby. This dude here went and put some money on your Nationals to win the World Series in August. He's heard that the Brewers are out, but at the same financially, he could get over it. Yeah, you could get over it financially.
It was more just hedging my bet because now I don't have a side job. So, I think that's the biggest issue.
That this is how this was going to play out necessarily.
Well, I knew the Braves were winning that division, so they were going to have to get a wild card spot.
Right. All right.
Just was hoping that maybe the Brewers would be able to win a couple of games in Colorado, and it would have been the Cardinals they bounced
out.
I don't know if you can actually say this or not.
It's up to you. It's your call. It's your personal business. But how much do you cash in on if you hit it?
Nothing too crazy. It's still in three digits. It's nothing big. The biggest ticket that I've had the opportunity to cash was actually last year. Now this was a combination of tickets. I would have been my only time to reach four digits was last year on game seven of the World Series for the Brewers to make it to the World Series.
You bet on the Dodgers to beat the Brewers?
No, I bet on the Brewers to win. So I had the opportunity to cash in.
So you didn't cash in?
I didn't cash in.
No, but what's the biggest ticket you've cashed?
That I've cashed in? Oh, maybe like four or five. Nothing big.
I've never cashed a ticket.
That chance to hold possibly four digits worth of money, I think it was like just under $1,100, was lost that night with futures of the Milwaukee Brewers advancing and the Ohio State Buckeyes, who got boat raced at Purdue that same night.
They did.
And lost by 24. So.
Wasn't a great night for you.
It was not a good night. But then, you know, you flip on the mics and you do a 2.5 hour postgame show and it makes it all better somewhat. Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, 1250 AM and the free radio.com app. You don't have to pay for that. That's the best part about the radio.com app is you get it for free when you just go to the app store, download it. And then if it's on your phone, it works with your smart speaker and you just say, "Hey, Alexa," or "Hey, Google, play the Wendy's Big Show on the Fan," and boom, you're hearing Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back. What kind of stuff is that? Genius stuff. That's what it is. Do you think, Brewers and Bucks fans, that you will see a championship in this city before you die? Now, Gary, you brought this to my attention yesterday.
Can we add Marquette in there? Have they won a national championship?
In 77, yes.
Okay. Al McGuire.
So we've seen one there.
Mm-hmm.
Badgers? Can we add them in? I don't think we've seen one there.
Sure, yeah, we can add your Wisconsin Badgers in there.
They got into the game.
They got in?
Yeah, they got to the game.
Oh, yeah, who they lose to, like Duke or somebody?
Yes. Duke and your boy, Tyus Jones. So you want to add the Badgers in there, too?
Just a championship game in the state. I mean, I think for the most part, I don't know, maybe me, everybody knows that went to Wisconsin, but like if Marquette basketball is in the finals, I'm watching them and I'm rooting for them. Maybe other Wisconsin people that went,
yeah,
maybe they don't, but I do because is Wisconsin.
And you're cheering for the Milwaukee Admirals if they end up in the Calder Cup Finals? Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I am. Yep.
Don't and you could be there.
Don't put me on a spot like that.
But well, come on, man.
But,
yeah, you
but since
you
I know
Milwaukee
you,
Admirals.
Since I know you,
yeah.
Since I know you and you can get me to hook up, I'm going to 100%. More Admirals games this year.
Oh, there we go. You'll yeah. Hopefully, when you're there, I won't break the drum like I did last year.
Well, I want to try to break it this year.
Okay, that would work out.
Did
I think
you play
we could
this
do that.
Sap yet?
I was just going to say, this is what brought us to the question, Gary, and you heard this with our friends Chuck and Winkler, 6 to 10 on the fan earlier yesterday.
Steve is in Bayview, 414-799-1250. What's going on, Steve?
I just got to lay it out there.
Lay it out there,
Steve.
I've
been doing this for 37 seasons now, since 82.
Are you giving up?
I can't put this emotion into this team anymore. It's every year, every couple of years, they build you up, rip your heart out, then all of a sudden come back and be this great little story at the end of the season. And it's the same thing. I just turned on the national news on MSNBC. What's their lead story? Brewers, great story, but the Nationals come back and win. It's just over.
On MSNBC? Over.
Well, they're out of Washington, too, so it's not...
Morning Joe is probably all pumped up.
I accidentally...
Forget impeachment. Let's talk about the Nationals beating the Brewers.
That was their lead story. It's just, I've been watching this, and I just don't see it changing. Sure, they're this great story, and they make you feel good, but at the end, as a fan, they rip your heart out again and again and again, and I just... Next year and following years, I'll watch him, but I can't put this emotion into it. I can't be hopeful because I don't see it changing. I don't see him getting these great pitchers they can't afford. I don't see him taking a chance on a player that maybe... Well, what's his name for the Cubs, the pitcher. He was lights out for his last 10 starts that the Brewers never picked up. Yeah, you know, Yu Darvish. You know, just things like that that they can't take a chance on and they won't take a chance on. It's not going to change. Thank you.
Wow, do you need a house visit?
Boy. Oh, jeez.
Oh, maybe. Man, that was some sad stuff right there.
I mean, we're talking through it today, but that was a little too. I'm worried about.
Yeah.
That's all I can do is.
I just want to know, and reason why I just want to know.
That's all I can do.
Most. I know we're talking Brewers, and we are. We're talking Brewers, but. Wisconsinites, is that a thing?
Yeah, that's
I want to know the most Wisconsinites. Is that what we feel? Do we feel? What's the guy's name? Scott? I don't.
That
know.
Was Steve.
Do most of us feel that way? I mean, that's
bad. Just said he can't do it anymore.
Can't do
so he doesn't see it changing. He obviously
do it.
Would not see the Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks winning a championship before he dies. Apparently,
can't do it.
Just can't do it anymore. I can only laugh at that perspective, but I'll let the biggest fan in the room, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, address this answer. Steve, you've been with the fan since the inception. You're
1963.
Fan original, you can call.
It's been since 1963, guys.
Do you
feels like it sometimes.
Think you will see a Badger Brewer Bucks championship before you die? You're aging fast.
Yes, look at all my gray hair.
Aging fast, yes.
Yeah, I know. Can't remember what day of the week it is half the time. Yeah, I'll say we'll see multiple for the Bucks, one for the Brewers. Are we saying football and basketball, Gary, for Badgers?
Yeah, Badgers, football and basketball, yeah.
Because the women's volleyball team made it there a couple of years ago, so we got to just go with those two.
Yeah, I don't have any faith in the Badgers. No. I'll say no with the Badgers.
What about Marquette?
As it sits currently, I don't know who's going to be the coach there eventually, but not with this guy. Not with Wojciechowski, probably. So, yeah, no. Not there either. Sorry. No college national championships for us before we die. Now, again, we could die tomorrow, and I'd be right. Except I'd be wrong on the Brewers and the Bucks.
Though, yeah, you said multiple for the Bucks.
Because I think they get multiple with Giannis. And then Brewers... You get so close. Eventually, Stearns can get one. It's going to happen. So, yeah.
Okay.
I'll say all three happen within the next 5 to 10 years.
Let's go to the phone calls first before I bring you here. Mike's in Pewaukee. Mike, do you think you'll see a Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks championship before you die?
You know, that is such a pertinent question, and it's one that I think of all the time. And, you know, hey, Sparky, I've been following you since you were in the Homer Dome.
Thank you.
And you get that reference. I'm 47 years old. I was 10 years old when the Brewers went to the World Series. And we're still living on the 82 World Series. I know people say, no, we're not. But
yeah, we are.
Yeah, we are, because that was the single best team that we have ever seen. I don't care if you put last year's Brewers or the 11 Brewers. No, those two teams can't compare to the Brewers 82. But to answer your question, I think yes, I really feel like the Bucks will. As long as Giannis stays here and they surround him with the talent, I would hope within the next couple of years. I can see that. But I'm going to tell you something with the Brewers, and roll the tapes here, because last year at the end of the season, I was pissed off because they got so close to getting to the World Series. I said in the off season, I said this on the air, I don't remember, I think it was on this show. I said, you got to go out and get an ace. You don't have to spend $35 million a year, but you have to get an ace. You have to get a guy who can come in every fourth or fifth day and pitch more than five innings. I don't care about the bullpen and the magic that's been done. And you got to get another closer, because look what happened just, you know, the other day. If Mark Atanasio, and I am calling out Mark Atanasio, because he inherited something that everybody dreams of. And he said, I promise a championship. Well, you know what? Close but no cigar every year.
What did he inherit?
He inherited a brand new stadium. He inherited one of the best farm systems and one of the best group of prospects. And we farted. We were a fart in the wind. We didn't even get there with all those guys, with Braun, with, I mean, the whole list of guys, Ben Sheets, Ricky Weeks.
Fielder,
just
Prince, and all those guys.
Go down the list. There is a stigma in this town, in Milwaukee. The Packers, man, 13 championships. But the Brewers and the Bucks, yeah, the Bucks have won. But close is good enough for the people in this city. I'm not one of those people. I'm getting tired of it. And I follow both of these teams every year. And I'm just, you know, I'm like that guy from this morning or yesterday morning or this morning or whatever. But yeah. I'm not ready to jump off the First Star building. But I am getting sick of rich owners coming in. And look, I don't know Mark Atanasio. Hey, you know what? You're a billionaire. Why don't you open up your wallet and just get a starting pitcher and at least see what happens?
All right, let's address that. All right, thanks for
appreciate
the call.
Appreciate it.
I've addressed this before, and I'll do it again. Mark Atanasio is not much different than Bud Selig as an owner. Really not. The very similar things between him and Bud and probably 98% of other professional sports league owners is they do not operate out of their bank account. They operate within the budget that they have for their business.
The baseball business account, yes.
Okay. They are not taking out money out of their savings account or whatever rich people have in order to put money into another pitch out of their personal wealth. It's not what they do. It's not how they became wealthy. They became wealthy because they didn't spend all their money. And they're not going to spend all their money now on a sport. They're in this to make money, not lose money, regardless of whether it means winning or losing. Because if that were the case, well, then, heck, you got how many billionaires over here that own the Bucks? Who cares about the luxury tax? Go get the money out of your own bank account, and let's put out an all-star studded team, and let's go win this bad boy. It's not going to happen. That's why they didn't pay the luxury tax, because they don't want to lose money, folks. So now you're in a situation with the Brewers. Everybody say, oh, Mark, well, go spend all this money. It's not going to happen. People just don't do that in professional sports. Professional sports owners do not do
people
that.
People don't do it in any business.
It just does not happen.
If you're talking about a small business, people have to do it and they mortgage
to
their
stay
homes
alive.
To stay in business.
Correct.
If your business is thriving, you don't add your own personal funds to the business to change the business's business model. That's
correct.
Just not how that works. But I do think his concern is valid, and I think that some of it's going to get answered tomorrow when David Stearns steps to the podium at 11 o'clock or whatever it is with the Milwaukee Brewers.
And we'll play it back for you on the big show tomorrow. Tim Allen in hosting tomorrow with Gary and LaRue.
He'll talk about, is this business model sustainable, right? Because
yeah, that's what we're talking
sustainable
about.
Sustainable success and giving yourself multiple opportunities to win.
Yeah.
But
that's our topic tomorrow.
Okay.
At 3 o'clock.
At 3 o'clock, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But with a business.
Packers at 2, Brewers at 3.
Do you want to tell us what else you guys got going on?
Fantasy footballer with Charchi and
not Charchi. Tom Kesnick from 4 to 4:30.
Yeah, Tom Kesnick.
Ben Fennell at 2:48 from the NFL Network.
There it
Ryan Wood at 4:48.
That's for sure.
That's off the top of my
brain.
I'm gonna
tweet it out tomorrow. Go ahead, Billy.
Well, I just lost my train of thought. So let's talk about Sight and Sound Solutions, Stevie.
Sight and Sound Solutions. It is a pretty interesting deal, right? You're talking about AT&T and you're talking about DirecTV, a beautiful marriage that I've loved for so long. Because Al, my guy at Sight and Sound Solutions, hooked me up a few years ago, and we haven't looked back. I've been working with Al for quite a long time now, and you can start working with Al as well. TV and internet for as low as $99 a month. Choice package. You can get Fox Sports Wisconsin. Watch your baseball and basketball. NFL Sunday ticket at no additional cost. And $200 in Visa cards. Good wherever Visa is accepted. But wait for it. They can do even more for you now. Sight and Sound Solutions can offer you a U-verse bundle. The new AT&T fiber internet. AT&T wireless phones. Basically, the entire lineup of AT&T services. As an existing customer, if you feel your package deal could be better, well, maybe they can help you with that, too. Would you rather call a 262 number and talk to my guy, Al, who's right here in your backyard. I've been doing this thing for over 15 years. Of course you would. Customer service unmatched. Really, really good. Sight and Sound Solutions, a preferred retailer for AT&T. I've been working with Al for years. You should be next. Call Sight and Sound Solutions, 262-754-1500. That's 262-754-1500. Call today. Take advantage of that NFL Sunday ticket at no additional cost for the remainder of the year. You will absolutely love it. NFL Sunday ticket on Micro News each season. Prevailing mailing is prior to start of the season. So get international games excluded. Remote access to one game at a time. Data charges may apply. Call for details.
Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM. The Fan, 414-799-1250. And tweet us at 105.7 FM. The Fan. Do you think you'll see a Badger, Brewer, or Bucks championship before you die? 105.7 FM. The Fan.
So I stop in a local bar, you know, people. I go to the bar. I rent my coat. I call the bartender. I say, look, man, come down here. You got down there. So what you want? One bourbon. One scotch. One beer. Well, I ain't seen my baby since I don't know when. I've been drinking bourbon whiskey. Gonna get high, man, I'm gonna get loose. Need me a triple shot of that juice. Gonna get drunk, don't you have no fear. I want one bourbon, one scotch, one beer. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
That's a good start to the night. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
Tim Allen sings that.
That's George Thorogood and the Destroyers on 105.7 FM.
Destroyers.
Appreciate you hanging out. We're taking you through the afternoon hours on your ride home. 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the freeradio.com.
You were only born like 40 years earlier.
Right, and I would have been able to smoke cigarettes in here. It would have been awesome.
And back then...
Not that I do that, though.
Back then, those FM DJs on the music side, man, they had groupie girls and everything else. They were rock stars, man. They'd go out... You know, like how we go out and we do a broadcast, Billy... Like back in the day, Jim Morales, who's still here in the building and with the love guy or whatever. And women everywhere wanted to meet that dude. All about it.
Well, I mean.
And now you go out and it's like, hey, what's up, baby Tosh? What's up, dude? Bunch of dudes wanting to buy you drinks.
Well, God bless your soul, but I mean, we had a couple jokers on Kiss that was bona fide like that now.
Sure, that were morning guys.
Yeah.
Correct. Yes, they were.
Them two jokers.
That is true.
They had a lot. Yeah, I've heard those stories. I've heard those stories. Yeah, that's for sure.
I just saw one of them over the weekend at Harvest Fair.
Did you really?
I did.
Yeah.
Here it is. Not at Strawberry Fest, where Bill Michaels will be up in Cedarburg tonight?
Oh, no, he's not at Strawberry Fest. It's not.
No, that's not going on tonight?
No, that's in the summer.
I thought they just like had it like knowing all the time. Okay.
No.
Okay,
it's in the summer. No, but he's at Maxwell's in Cedarburg.
Yes, he's at Maxwell's in Cedarburg tonight with Kevin Holden. It's the Bud Light Huddle tonight with Bill Michaels and Kevin Holden at Maxwell's in Cedarburg, where I've heard they have just tremendous food. And then after that, it's the College Football Weekly with my man, Don Wachilis. And one guy that was a very, very, very hard customer to say no to during my recruiting process, UW Oshkosh coach Pat Cerrone, head football coach, going to join them tonight. That is going to be a lot
it's
of fun.
Hard not to like the Cerrone family.
Yeah, that guy, he lays it down.
So
that's
are you
for sure.
Just worried that you don't want to be far from mom and dad? Or
No, actually, I would rather not talk about that whole stuff.
Oh, it's like a Gary thing?
Okay,
cool. That's
Do
fine.
You think you will see a Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks championship before you die? 414-799-1250. Let's go to New Berlin. Mark picked up a phone. Dial 414-799-1250. Hey, Mark.
There's a better chance that baby Tausch will marry a supermodel than there is of the Bucks.
That was well done.
Look at it this way. Let's just go year by year. Tom Brady's still playing. Kyrie Irving went to a better team. And the Packers, we can't even put them in the equation. The Badgers, they'll go to the Rose Bowl or one of them toilet bowls. You know, it's a sad situation. We didn't do anything. The Bucks didn't do anything to get better. Packers didn't. What did the Packers do to get better on offense? They should have kept Jordy Nelson instead of Graham.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got then we had the Brewers. Well, we'll give Council a pass because Yelich was hurt. Okay. We'll give him another 5-10 years to manage. Mm-hmm. But what are you going to see? What are you going to see? We're going to see Ezekiel Ellerson, as I call him, run crazy this weekend.
Who is this?
This is Ezekiel Mark Ellerson. in New Berlin.
Mark, did you answer the question?
He said no.
No?
No, no, no.
Are you?
I'm old and we won't see it.
How old are you,
but
Mark?
I don't have any grandkids yet, but they're not going to see it.
Well, how old are you, Mark?
58.
Oh, man, you're not old, cuz.
You're young, Mark. A young man.
Oh, Mark.
Oh, yeah, I'm old.
Go have a couple.
If Tom Brady's got to retire, yeah. Kyrie Irving's got to go to a bad team or something, because what are we going to do? We have Giannis's brother now.
Mm-hmm. And your boy Kyle Korver.
Kyle Korver, is he even going to make the team?
Yeah. Yes, he will. He will make the team. That's for sure.
Shooter.
Mark, take it easy, man. You have a good weekend. All right.
Yeah.
Take it easy, buddy. That's Mark in New Berlin. Couple of good ones coming up on Twitter here, asking: do you think Bucks, Brewers, Badgers fans, you'll see a championship in your lifetime? Jim says, ha ha. That's funny. Not in my lifetime. Maybe my kid. He's 15. So maybe, but I told him to not get invested in our teams because they will let you down time and time again.
Okay, Kate. So look, I'm just going to step in here real quick.
Do it.
Can we please stop doing this as parents? Can we please? You can parent however the heck you want. Trust me. Nobody's perfect. But can we please stop discouraging our children to root for the local teams? Can we please stop doing that? What good does that do anybody exactly? If your kid wants to be a Brewer fan because you're a Brewer fan, don't tell him. Oh no, sorry, son.
Are people doing
They're
it?
They're not. He just said it. Read that tweet again.
He said, "Not in my lifetime. Maybe my kid. He's 15, so maybe." But I told him to not get invested in our teams because they will let you down.
See,
time and time again.
Please, please, please stop this. Please don't do this. My God, I lived through the 80s and early 90s. And you want to wonder what happened when I was in high school, late 80s, early 90s? This is what happened. You saw people walking around with Oakland A's gear on and everybody else but Brewers gear. Want to know why? Because the A's were good. McGuire, Canseco, Ricky.
The long ball.
Brewers suck. I'm not rooting for the Brewers. I'm going to be an Oakland A's fan. And then you never get those people back because they're gone. They're actually good now, the Brewers. They're not bad, and you still got people telling their kids, don't root for the Brewers. Come on.
Well, see, now here's the thing, and let me weigh in on this if I can, Billy, Stevie, can weigh in on this.
Yeah. You have your mic's on.
You are a parent.
I blame you people. I blame
Billy. Oh, it's white people?
Well, I mean.
What are you saying?
No, not really, but.
Okay, good.
There's only a couple black. What am I? What you call me? What's my job?
Sports talk show host.
Yeah. Is there another one in the state here? Is it just me?
Steve Haywood was a couple of years ago.
He passed away.
Passed away.
So I'm the last of the Mohicans.
No, Tony Smith is.
Tony's doing. Yeah. I like Tony. So
I love
just
Tony.
Me and Tony. Doing it, yeah. But I wasn't going to make it a racial thing. But But you people will be the.
I don't know how it became that, but okay.
No, it's just messing around here.
Yeah. You just mess around. I kind of go there a little bit. But you people would be you Steve Sparky Pfeiffers of the world who get so mad and so disgusted because you guys are the pulse. You don't think that you are, but you're the pulse of the state.
Of the state?
Yes.
Oh, settle down.
You know, we got, is that radio.com app?
Yeah.
Goes everywhere.
That goes all over the world.
And I blame you people. Like, you guys lead a group of people in disgust when things don't go your way. And then you want to build a perfect team all the time and think that we have all this money to spend, all that kind of stuff. I mean, I'm just going to keep it 100. And Bart's in the same boat with you, Steve, I think, because I thought I heard him talk about this too. It is so hard to win championships. And anybody, Bucks fans should know that. Brewers fans should know that, right? Packers fans. Didn't we go like 4 or 5 decades or something?
Yeah.
Went from the 60s to the 90s.
Very much, yeah.
Nothing. We should. I know y'all hate this, because Steve, here's what I'm about to say that you, Billy, he's in that group too.
No, I'm not.
Good. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy every single moment that you can, because it is fleeting. And you guys know more than anybody else right now that it is hard to win a championship. You're living it.
And see, that's the thing. I mean, a lot of the younger people haven't lived through that horrendous losing time of the Packers.
But
didn't live through the horrendous 26 years of the Brewers being horrible,
Steve,
11 years
Packer
straight
fans
without
are not
a five.
Happy. It's weird. Most Packer fans right now are not happy now because why?
Why win a Super Bowl?
Because they've been so close. They're not enjoying it.
But I think it's
they're
different.
Spoiled. That's the flip side of it. They're spoiled. Then you got this sorry sap here that we just played. He's disgusted.
But see, I don't think
it's the end of the spectrum.
The spoiled thing, I think, is completely wrong. Every time Packer fans get labeled as spoiled. I think what it is Packer fans realize this Hall of Fame quarterback run is going to be over eventually, and then they're going to be screwed. And they want to try and get another Super Bowl before this run is over with this Hall of Fame quarterback. They only got one out of Brett as far as winning, two total. And you've gotten only one out of Aaron Rodgers at this point on the Magic Carpet ride. You haven't been there since. I think that's what it is more than necessarily they're spoiled. From the Milwaukee Bucks standpoint, even younger people at some point went through this horrible tenure of Bucks basketball.
Sure.
So everybody appreciates this probably more than, say, Packer fans. They probably grew up with a winning culture and a winning organization for all these years. Brewers, I would assume, well, let's go to Billy. Billy, how much Brewers, when are your first recollection of Brewers baseball? How far back?
2002, when the team lost 106 games.
Okay. How old were you?
I was 7 years old or 8 years old.
Okay, so you got at the very end of the losing before they started on the upswing again. So, yeah, so he was a little part of it when he was younger. But for the most part, that Field of Braun era, they were decent. They weren't great, but they were decent, and they've been pretty much decent ever since. You haven't had that drop-off of 11 straight years of being below 500?
You know what I want to do? I think you're right about that. And I think everybody's different, but you know what I want to do? Maybe I want to get a hold of Rami.
Our former co-host, Rami.
Yeah, Rami Makhlouf. Have the Twins, have they won a...
Yeah. Kirby Puckett, Dan Gladden, all
those
guys.
They sure did.
Yep.
They sure did. And they have hockey there too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have they won one there too?
They've had hockey, and then they lost hockey, now they got hockey back. I don't believe they've ever won a championship. I don't think so, no. And they've got basketball, and they've got football.
Nothing in basketball. They're kind of like, they're new though.
Timberwolves, well.
They're new.
Kind of.
Right? Are they new?
They've been around for a while, but yeah, relatively.
Vikings?
Well, we know about that.
I mean, you're talking about a franchise that hasn't done anything in a long time, but has gone to some Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm. Heartbreaking the playoff. Anderson misses right against the Falcons or whatever it was.
That's recently, very recently. What would you rather, would you not rather have those memories? Would you throw that away? I mean,
no.
The Bucks from last year, would you rather not have that happen?
No, of course. I think you're getting a little bit confused.
Okay, help me out there.
A little bit confused of people frustrated that they can't finish. You know what I mean? Because, like, when you said yesterday, I think it was yesterday, you said, you know, these are the great years. You know, everybody's
great
happy.
Times, yes.
Everybody's winning.
But nobody's
at the same time.
Happy.
Because
they
can't.
Folks are not happy, Steve.
People want them to finish. That's just it. People want somebody to finish. That's what they want. Somebody, please finish. And you get right there to the brink, and then you lose. I mean, you're not even a Buffalo Bills fan at this point because you can't even get to
the championship. That's another one.
Right, but you can't even get to the championship game. At least they got to the championship game 3-4 times. The Brewers can't even get to it. Bucks can't get to it. So, I mean, that Wisconsin's got to it. Couldn't finish.
I was happy.
back-to-back years of the Final Four championship game. Yeah,
it's hard to do. Billy, were you?
Yeah, it was great. Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 sure. FM, 1250 AM, and the free radio.com app. We have Rob Reichel coming up in a couple of minutes. 414-799-1250. Do you think you'll see a Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks championship before you die? We'll get a couple more phone calls in before Rob Reichel at 3:48 next on The Fan.
I got a Cobra snake for a necktie. A brand new house, I'm on the rural side. And it's a bed at a rattlesnake hide. Got a brand new gin, I'm on a bit on top. And it's a bed out of human skull. Come on, take a little walk with my child. Tell me who do you love.
Big Show on The Fan, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the free radio.com. I have a couple of more minutes before Rob Reichel comes up. Now, this is a song that I know because I ask myself each and every week when I look at these beautiful lines that come out from my friends out in the desert, and I just ask myself, who do you love? And then those are the ones you go to the bank with. 414-799-1250. Do you think you will see a Bucks, Badgers, or Brewers championship before you die, Mike, on the South Side? So at 414-799-1250. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. God bless Steve Haywood. I love that guy.
Yeah,
you know, I used to love it. He called the NBA the Association.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of made it sound like it was better than what it is. As far as championships, look at Cleveland. One title, and they did a documentary. What is it, like 100 years? They won one title.
Yeah, similar to that, yes. There? Yes, we're here, Mike. Yes. We're listening to you, buddy.
And then I'm going Packers, Brewers. You know, if the Marlins can do it, why not the Brewers?
Right.
Lightning in a bottle, a good pitcher, and opening day, 5 months, 4 weeks, to somebody's callers jumping off the own bridge. You know.
It's pretty crazy, isn't it?
Optimism, spring, opening day tailgates, and I'll hang up and listen.
Appreciate it, Mike. Danny says on Twitter, at 105.7 FM, the Fan, you would think that after the Bucks go to the Eastern Conference Finals, Brewers reach the playoffs in consecutive years. Badger football team goes 12-0 a couple of years ago, and basketball reaching a national championship would give people hope, but not these 105.7 FM The Fan callers today. Craig says, nope, Bucks too cheap, Brewers don't have the money, and the Packers only want a certain type of player in Green Bay. Although Adam says, I'm 33, so yes, I hope. Donald says, Bill Schmidt is Gary Ellerson using... Is Gary Ellerson using you people and not taking any of the blame? Come on, Gary. You're part of the problem, too. Tell me if this sounds familiar, Gary. Same old insert name here.
Yeah, same old Badgers. I'm good with that. I don't need a national championship.
He also asked, is Leap 36 considered black? Because he would also do a sports radio show.
No, he's not black.
Okay, so that wouldn't. That
Roy would claims Gary's sense. Not black, so that's just an ongoing debate.
Yeah, KJ not. Says, "Okay, I'll play along with
he
your question."
He lives in Oak Creek.
The Bucks will win a championship in 2023. That's a good one. No, that I like. That I like hearing. When your team is not quote taking money out of their own pocket, it's called an investment in your asset. yeah, I guess that's what you can call it. I would think of it a little bit different than when you're taking money out of your own pocket. That is not necessarily investing. That's a different type of business model that you're doing, John. So when you say, yes, you own the team so you can take the money out of your own pocket to invest in your asset. No, they're different models. They're different checks. They're different businesses. Yep. You don't just take if I own a Wendy's and then I also own J&J Contractors. Mm-hmm. I don't take money that I make from J&J Contractors to help supplement my Wendy's.
No.
That doesn't help either business.
That's not good business.
That changes both models and it breaks both.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness gracious. Except you can do it successfully and like say you own, I don't know, the Milwaukee Bucks. And then you're like, you know what? I think would be a great idea is if we owned a bar across the street and then during Packer games, we had Steve Sparky Pfeiffer come host parties. That'd be a great idea.
Oh, yeah.
And then you come up with a great place like the Mecca.
That's absolutely right. And at the Mecca this week, we have our football experience party, as I like to call it. And I'll just say this for those of you that are interested. The Milwaukee Bucks also have their open practice scrimmage this week as well, pretty much leading right up to the game. So if you want, you can go on the Bucks website, providing it's not sold out yet. Get your tickets, because you have to get tickets. It's free, but you have to get tickets. Get your tickets, go to the Bucks open practice, watch the scrimmage, hang out for a little while, and then walk right through the Fear District Sunday afternoon. Come on over to the Mecca Sports Bar and Grill and watch Green Bay and Dallas and be a part of the football experience party. I'm going to go to the over to the Bucks thing before as well.
Nice.
Me and the family, so it'll be fun. Now, prizes courtesy of Waukesha Sports Cards. Our big prizes this week, a Donald Driver signed picture and a Kevin King signed mini helmet we'll be giving away at the Mecca Sports Bar and Grill. Miller Lite prizes throughout the game. Anytime you answer a trivia question correct, and we have our guy Peanut Gallery that's there following our tic-tac-toe cards, which is how you win the big grand prizes at the end of the game, and also helping people out with the trivia answers too. There's three levels is this Mecca Sports Bar and Grill. Luxury boxes are available for each game. You can call ahead and reserve. You definitely are going to want to do that. Seats are like 6 to 8 people in each one. Get your own personal TV, too. And call right now, 414-908-0401. You can reserve the mezzanine seats. That's the second level seating area. I think those are the best seats in the house. Again, 414-908-0401. You can reserve the first floor, too. So, like I've always said, reserve, reserve, reserve. This place holds like 500-600 people, but it ends up being pretty busy on our football experience party. So you definitely want to call ahead and reserve. Otherwise, you can chance and walk up and probably still have a chance, decent chance of getting a seat and a table and so forth. But if you want the prime seats, the prime tables, all of that fun stuff, your best bet is to call ahead and reserve. And their food, elevated bar food is what they call it. A menu created by a team of talented chefs that elevate sports bar fare to a whole new level. And again, the feature, the centerpiece of this whole deal is the 42-foot-wide, ultra-high-definition screen TV surrounded by 9 other big-screen TVs around it. They got the NFL Sunday ticket, so even though this game is until 3:25 on Sunday, get there early. You can watch the noon slate, right? If you're a fancy football player, hang out and then watch the Green Bay-Dallas game after that. Located in the Deer District, across from the Fiserv Forum, call now, get your seats reserved, 414-908-0401, or check them out online at the Mecca. MKE.com.
Packers injury report is out for this weekend in Dallas. We'll go through it next with Rob Reichel, Packer beat writer for Forbes.com and the Wendy's Big Show. Yeah, this is not George Thorogood. My bad, guys. Sorry. Sorry, everybody.
We were talking about Vegas in the break.
Yeah, I was all excited.
His baby Tosh getting leaves really tomorrow excited. Morning to go to Vegas to bet on the Nationals.
I don't think
Are
I'll bet.
Are you really doing it?
I won't back the Nationals, no.
You have to. No. Your money's invested in them to go to the World Series. How do you not double up on that money?
Because I just don't.
What?
I would feel weird.
Then have your girl bet it for you.
I feel gross. I'd rather do a couple other things that I'm looking at right now. There's a couple of different plays that I think might work out a little bit better.
Are you there for the NFL slate on Sunday?
No, I'll be back here in time for the NFL slate.
So you won't be in a sports book in Vegas on Sunday?
No, Saturday I will be, though. Saturday I will be lined up. College football starting up at like 9 a.m. out there.
Yeah, that's so early.
That's just incredible. That's like, you get coffee, Bailey's, and then you're there. Like, that's it. Like, fired up right away.
See, I've been fortunate enough to have been to Hawaii in the past. So, like, a noon slate in the NFL in Hawaii starts at 8 a.m.
8 a.m.
There is no, I mean, the cool thing is you're done with even the Sunday night game by like 7 in the evening. You have your whole night in front of you. The bad thing is I could not imagine living in Hawaii, partying Saturday night, and having to be up by 8 in the morning to watch the NFL on Sunday. That would not be good. I mean, that would not be good.
I don't think there's anything I would be complaining about if I lived in Hawaii, though.
Oh, yeah, you would. The cost of everything.
It's not much that
everything
I think I could
is so expensive.
About. Especially if I had a good Wi-Fi connection. Good internet connection, and I could still do the Wendy's Big Show from Hawaii. There's not much that I'd be upset about. Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, 12:50 a.m. in the freeradio.com app. I think we should. Let's grab Rob Reichel in here from Forbes.com, Conley Media. He joins us Thursdays at 3:48 here on the Wendy's Big Show. Robbie, I'm sorry I lied to you last week. I told you Travis Shaw would not be on that playoff roster, but hey, he got a walk. Wasn't that fun?
Oh, my God, I was swearing your name up and down, Billy. Yours and Chris. right councils. I'm telling you that. I don't know who Travis Shaw has pictures of, but that's one of the greater injustices I've ever seen, that man who hit 100 in September and about 160 for the year was on a playoff roster.
All I said was it was better than David Freitas. So in that sense, you know, what else are you going to do? Rob Reichel here, Cowboys-Packers this weekend, Rob. Now, they missed Montrevious Adams the last couple of weeks. Limited participant the last couple of days in practice. Him on the defensive line. They're going to need all the help they can get defensively. And Oren Burks returning to practice possibly could be a little bit of that aid as well.
Yeah, and I think you'll see Adams go. I mean, out of the injury stuff, you know, he practiced fully today, guys. Mm. I mean, you're probably not going to have Kevin King on that side of the ball. You won't have Devontae Adams, in all likelihood, on the offensive side of the ball. But first and foremost, obviously, what he's doing against the Cowboys is finding a way to slow Zeke. And if they can, guys, if they can do that and even keep him to, let's just say, 110 instead of 180, or something like that, I think they'll hang around and be in the football game. The problem is when he starts running wild, kind of like the Philadelphia backs did or Cook did with Minnesota, you really run into some issues. And so that has to be first and foremost. So getting Adams back there, Montrevious on the defensive line will be huge there. I'm real curious to see, too, guys, how much Petten's going to – you know, they play so much nickel and dime, guys, that – is Petten going to use far more base? Does he have enough personnel? Does he have two healthy inside linebackers that can hold up and start to slow the run a little bit and make Prescott and the Cowboys try to beat him through the air? I think at this point in time, he loves that nickel and dime, guys, as much as he plays it. But I think at this point in time, he's got to sacrifice a little bit in terms of the pass defense that he likes to play, just to plug the gap right now on the run, because teams are absolutely hammering them in that run defense, and they cannot – the blueprint to beat Green Bay is out there now, guys. Control the ball, control the clock, keep it 32, 34 minutes a game, run for 150-plus yards, keep the ball away from Rodgers, and grind out wins. And Dallas is perfect for that with that running back and with that offensive line. So really now it's kind of the ball's in Petten's court. What is he going to do come Sunday?
Well, I think what you got to do, I think the blueprint for me would be make Dak Prescott beat you. So I don't care. Go ahead and load the box and say, Dak, you go ahead, you find the open guy, you hit him, you beat me. Now, I think that's how they should handle that.
Yep, I'm with you, Gary. I think they've almost got to play an eight in the box. Yep. They've got to go and put Alexander on Cooper,
yep,
and kind of take, you know, kind of go one-on-one in that matchup. I'm not sure exactly how they'll – well, let's just work under the assumption the groin injury is going to keep Kevin King out, guys, because whatever, that's been Kevin King's history, right? He doesn't play more than a month straight, and we're kind of back to that again with Kevin King. I'm not sure if they're going to keep him in the slot, say, against Randall Cobb, if they're going to throw him outside. You know, Dallas missed Michael Gallup pretty badly last week, and I think he's going to give it a go, and he'll play for them. Does Tremont kind of run with him, and do they let Alexander on the other side travel with Cooper? That would be my guess. Then the question becomes who's in the slot, you know, against Cobb, and who's going to take Witten. But I'm with you, Jerry, that the first order of business from that defensive side of the ball is to take away Elliott and try to keep Dallas in that, let's just say, 130 rush yards for the game type neighborhood instead of going over 200.
Okay, Rob, so let's talk about the offensive side of the ball. Bulaga, limited, Devontae Adams, Jamal Williams, those three guys. Which one of those three, if all three don't play, will they miss the most coming up on Sunday against Dallas?
Oh, Devontae's probably the second most important guy on that football team, Spark. And there's almost no number you can put on it to totally identify his value to this football team. Throwing the fact, I mean, it's not like it was 5-6 years ago where you had four or five wide receivers that gave opposing defensive coordinators fits and nightmares. Right now, after Adams, there's just not a lot there that's proven. And this will be a chance, Spark, for those guys to jump up and make a name for themselves and kind of prove themselves. Kumro's going to be back. They're going to need a big game out of MVS. Allison was improved against the Eagles. They're going to need him to do some things. I think you'll see, obviously, more Shepard working out of the slot. We'll see what Jimmy Graham can give him. But, you know, Aaron Rodgers will not be able to just force the ball Sunday strictly to a guy like Adams, which he loves to do every three or four games, where he just gets in one of those mindsets where, you know, he's going to throw the ball eight times in a quarter to Devontae Adams. That option is probably not going to be there for him, so he's going to have to spread it out, hit the open guy. The question is, can these young guys step up? Are they ready to shine with a guy like Adams out? This is really their time. And it's also Rodgers' time, guys. We saw Favre do this time and time again through the mid-90s, where he took a team that was decimated by injury or missing key guys, whether it was Brooks or Freeman or Sterling Sharp, and he put a team on his back. Rodgers has to do something similar, guys, for them to have any chance to go into Dallas and win that football game.
That leads us to our question that we were talking about earlier today. I think we asked the question, who has the most pressure on them in this game? Is it Dak Prescott or Aaron Rodgers?
That's a great one. To me, it's going to be Rodgers because, you know, Dak, first of all, doesn't have that contract yet. He will a year from now. He might be the highest paid quarterback in football. You know, but Rodgers has that $30 million contract, guys. And when you have that number attached to your name, when you're eating up, what, a sixth of the salary cap, so 17% of it, there are expectations that are through the roof, you know, fair or not. When you get that salary that Rodgers got before last season started, there's an enormous weight placed on you. And really, Rodgers, guys, is we've seen he's won MVPs, he's won Super Bowls, he's done everything. The expectation is he is of the quality to put a team on his back and go win games like this. I think he had somewhat of a breakout game, I would say, against Philadelphia, where once Adams went down, the last 6, 7, 8 minutes of that football game, he did put that offense on his back in terms of moving up and down the field. He just couldn't finish once they got deep inside the red zone. He's obviously got to finish come Sunday, but he's still clearly good enough. And I was starting to wonder, guys, if Aaron Rodgers was slipping before that Eagles game. I thought he put that team on his back for the most part last Thursday night, even though they didn't finish, just to keep them in that game because they could not stop Philadelphia. They could not get the ball back at key times for the offense. And when Rodgers had his chances, you know, he did move it up and down the field. Again, he just couldn't make the big play inside the five.
You know, we were talking about this earlier, and from what I'm hearing and from a national perspective, I think there's a lot of people wondering that does Aaron Rodgers still have it? Is there some slippage? And most people really can't tell because they don't know whether it's the offense and he's uncomfortable or whether is there some slippage that he's going through right now. I the 400 yards really, you know, Robbie, really didn't really do anything for me because to me he just really didn't make the important throws that Carson Wentz made. I mean, Carson Wentz only threw for 160 yards, but the throws that he made were so much more important to what they were doing to keep drives going. I think he threw three touchdown passes. Sometimes you get enamored with the yards, but the completion that guys make in those particular situations are greater than the yards. I don't know if you follow that.
No, I totally do, and your point's really valid, Gary. I would just say this to Rodgers. He made some plays last week out of the pocket because Alex Light almost got him killed about a half a dozen times, where he had to escape with his speed, and he made throws on the run that were very reminiscent of the Rodgers 4, 5, 6 years ago. The throws that I was wondering if he could still make. I mean, his overall completion percentage, guys, his yards per attempt, all these key stats that you measure quarterbacks by have really slipped here in the last 18 months or so. And I was wondering the same thing, Gary. And whatever, he still has to prove it over the course of 16 games.
Correct.
But I thought there was really a glimmer of hope again last week that Rodgers still could find the 2011 form, the 2014 form, even the 2016 form. You know, when he said run the table, and then he really put that team on his shoulders. I was wondering, guys, the last couple of years since that second collarbone is the one in his throwing shoulder that he broke, if he could still put a team on his shoulders. But Gary, I thought he made some throws last week, especially throws on the run when he left the pocket that, you know, really did remind me of 5, 6, 7 years ago Aaron Rodgers. And he's going to have to make a lot of those plays again. He's going to have to make the Jared Cook kind of throw again come Sunday, I'm sure, at times, Gary, for them to have any chance to win in Dallas.
Rob Reichel, you follow him on Twitter at Rob, R-E-I-S-C-H-E-L. He writes for Forbes.com, Conley Media, about the Green Bay Packers and joins us here on the Wendy's Big Show. Robbie, Packers, Cowboys this weekend. It's going to be an uphill battle, no doubt about it. But what do you see the final tally being?
27-17 Dallas will be my pick, Billy. I think at the end of the day, Dallas controls the ball, controls the clock. Zeke does too much, and I think Rodgers gets it going later in the game with some of the young receivers, Billy. But I think by that point in time, they might be down 10 points, two scores, something like that. And I think they'll rest Adams and just try to get him right for those back-to-back home games coming up in Week 6 and 7. So tough sledding, obviously, if they don't have him and don't have Kevin King on the other side.
Close to it, I went with 27-24. So they're right about the same way. It's going to be tough to be able to stop Zeke for that whole way. Rob, appreciate it, man. We'll talk next week.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend. Thanks.
That's Rob Reichel joining us from Forbes.com, Conley Media here on the Wendy's Big Show. He's got 27-17. Cowboys, it is going to be tough for the Packers to be able to slow that dude down and then also have their opportunities to score when they need it most. Pat Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the free radio.com app. Get back to some Brewers conversation and one of our favorites, the money conversation. Who would you pay? Well, who do you think they will? Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.